Well, it's a Friday. Good morning. From the Daily Weather View. I'm your host, Bruce McGee, also known as the Weathered Soul. Catch me at weatheredsoul.com. Get all your advice on gardening, prepping, all kinds of fun things over there. This podcast we do every day from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Coming at you from Gilroy, California on my commute to work today. Friday, which means weekend's coming up. This podcast is also, or X-Spaces is also, brought to you by the guys that give you the weather report. That's a live, sometimes a semi-live podcast. YouTube Rumble drops at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. on Sundays. We're also sponsored by Horrible Designs, Mad K. That's right, Mad K Studios, Music Making Sense Podcast, and Apex Music Systems. Good morning, Jason. How you doing?
I've had my cup of coffee, no power outage, but I can't find my fucking sunglasses, and it's bright out this morning.
Ah, I got you. You're outside this morning, are you?
Dropping my kids off at school, yep. I'm dropping my actual kids off at school, not taking a shit, but dropping my kids off at school. So,
there you go.
Sometimes you can refer to dropping your kids off at the school, either taking a shit or actually bringing them to school. So.
Cool. Well, I appreciate my wake-up call this morning, and it was very informative that if you or if your wife complains all the time that you leave the toilet seat up, there's a very simple solution. And that is
to
rip that sucker off, baby. Be a man.
Be a man.
Because that's what we all are here about. About the Daily Weather View is to be a man. God damn it, be a man.
Be a fucking man, yes.
Good morning here, man. We got the little partly cloudy here in Gilroy. As I'm leaving town, we're supposed to be up in the 80s today. So it's been really nice this week. So looking forward to my my golf outing tomorrow. I'm going to go down to the coast. Just a little bit north of Pebble Beach, because I'm all bougie like that. But
so you're gonna hit a ball to chase it, just so you can hit it again.
Absolutely.
So you can hit it yet again. Okay.
Yeah. Put it in this little fucking hole that is impossible to get to. So it's a really fun game. I spend a lot of money on it. My wife laughs at me because she's concerned. Because I've been playing this game for over 30 years now, and I'm not getting any better. So she wonders about my logic on why I keep playing this game. But no doubt that I'll have fun tomorrow. It's I'm still not ranked in my club, so I have not won one tournament yet this year.
Oh.
I changed my MO. Most of these pussies that are in my tournament, they use golf carts. They drive around in their golf carts, and I started walking this year. So, at 64, I wanted to get back into shape, so I started walking, and that'll take it right out of you.
Yeah,
especially walking up and down the fairways, and the way that I golf, I make the golf course twice as long. So, you can tell how my game goes. So. Anyway, that's what I'm doing this weekend. What do you got up on the slate?
Well, it's windy and cold here and sunny as fuck. It's about 40 degrees. It's fucking cold. It's windy. Speaking of golf, you don't do what my dad does. And when the game doesn't go, I don't know if he does it anymore, but when he was in his 30s and 40s, if the game didn't go the way he wanted to, he would wrap the club around a tree.
Happy Gilmore.
Huh?
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he used to get kind of angry playing, he would wrap his clubs around a tree. If you're getting so mad at a fucking game, then why do you keep playing this shit?
Yeah.
He's like, well, it's relaxing. It's like, well, obviously it's not fucking relaxing if you're wrapping the fucking golf clubs around a fucking tree. It's not relaxing at all. It's raising your fucking blood pressure.
I don't take my game that seriously because seriously, I don't have a game. So, but you know what? I enjoy being out there. I enjoy hitting that little white ball, and it's something that I've been an athlete all my life. I started out playing baseball, that evolved into playing softball in my later years here at the because that was really big back here.
And now you have softballs in your even later years.
Yeah, and golf balls in your even later years. So that's kind of what the progression is down the way. So that's what we do. Good morning, Harcos. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? What's your go ahead.
I have to say that I love getting in front of minivans when I'm driving because I've got the decal I put on my I don't drive a fucking minivan. But the decal I put on my SUV the other day says, minivan, the official vehicle of Cairns. I just want to speak to the manager. I love getting in front of minivans when I'm out driving. I'm an asshole like that, and I'm not running for office. I just certify that I am a 100% purebred asshole.
Run for office, now that you got that.
How's the weather out there, Harcos? What do you got going on this weekend? Give me the weather. Give me the weather report and weekend plans.
Well, I'm going to be working, and then hopefully I will do like last weekend and get some more work.
No rest for the wicked for old Harcos over there. So he will be old before his time. But anyway,
exactly.
And our newest addition here, we got Tom Seast. How you doing, Tom? This morning, nice. How's it going?
Well, I'm trying to wake up. I had a bunch of old dudes keep me up last night.
That was us.
That just makes it more difficult to function this early in the morning. I'm only one cup of coffee in.
Well, it's 8:08 there in Tennessee, right? Is that right? Just after 8 o'clock?
Yes, I live 5 minutes. Literally one exit away from Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, okay. So you're in Central Time, just like me. Then, so it's
yes.
Yeah.
So I have spies. Okay. I have spies in Eastern Time, of course. They report the future to me, so I can get my investments correct and everything.
I love it.
Yeah, it's all part of my money making scheme.
Is my time zone in Knoxville going to be Eastern Standard Time?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! I didn't know that the time zone split the state in half. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes, it does. It just so you know, when you get here, they call Central Standard Time. They call that slow time, and Eastern Standard Time they call it fast time.
Gotcha.
And that's why I live on the slow time side. As you can tell, I'm not necessarily Speedy Gonzalez here. But
there's nothing wrong with that.
The weather is shaping up nice for the weekend. It's in the 70s and on top of the mountain here.
Yeah, I was a little taken back by your claim that you guys still have tornadoes here in Tennessee. One of the things I take solace in, though, is that I will not be buying a trailer in a trailer park. So I know that most of the time you hear about tornadoes, they rip up a trailer park. So I think I'm going to be pretty safe. So.
Well, yeah, if you're going to be in a mansion selling your fucking $1.3 million house and coming out to the Midwest, man, it's going to be good, dude. You're going to be able to buy a whole trailer park. You don't need to fucking live in a trailer. Shit.
I did pay $33,000 for the 6 acres.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that is kind of low. Even for out here.
and my property taxes are $340 a year.
Oh, so my gosh.
I'm not going to go complaining about that. Oh, and the state income tax, nothing.
South Dakota has no income tax also.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
But what about my roads?
They still get paid for roads without taxes.
Oh yeah. Yep. That's the whole thing. It's like, what about my roads? It's like, yeah, before the income tax we still had fucking roads. Imagine that. And, you know, speaking of the income tax, did you know the income tax was started out as a tax on the 1% of the 1%? And it's always a slippery slope. They start out with that. Yeah, so they're all like, yeah, we're only going to tax the billionaires. And, yeah, bullshit, they're going to fucking tax you too. They're going to get their greasy little foots in the fucking door. And then once they have the little meat hooks on you, then they're going to fucking tax you too, dipshit.
Well, everybody has to shut up now because Ken has entered the room, so nobody has time to talk. So we have to suffer for 19 miles on whether or not Ken's going to shut up or not today. So, good morning, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm fired up this morning, and I'm fired up like an Israeli rocket. I tell you what. I'm gonna have to. So this is the beauty of it. So you guys, I can just talk the whole time today because I'll be gone for 2 weeks. I suppose I'll poke in once in a while, but I'll be on vacation. So you won't, you'll have to figure out something to do without me. So Chris, it's up to you to carry the show, and try not to let Jason talk at all.
Chris is having problems right now trying to hook up, and I don't know why it is. But
well, he's 38, he's not married. He's had problems not hooking up for a long time. Let's be honest.
There you go.
Yeah. Like shit, that was funny.
That was funny as shit.
We're a little bit on fire this morning on The View, and today was the debut of the Weathered View's official logo, which you can find at Horrible Designs on your favorite T-shirt. We're going to do leggings for Bruce there for when he comes out to Minnesota. We'll have the Weathered View leggings. And we're probably going to make up some for all of us as we recreate our Beatles Abbey Road crossing photograph. I think that'll be a nice.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. That is going to be fun.
Nice touch.
That is going to be the episode when I claim that we are bigger than the Beatles.
Are they going to have a lot of VWs up there for that?
Yes.
Oh, cool. So it's like real then.
If I could get one.
The Hitler ones.
Yeah, the Hitler ones. The authentic ones.
I'm excited for the Hitler one.
So, there is, that's a good point, Tom. I didn't think about that. There is a couple guys I know with Beatles that'll be up there that I got to get, and we can get that in the picture too, because that was really more important than those four guys.
Well, like you, Beatles really played an important part of my childhood, the VW ones, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's hilarious is our little town of 2000 here in Tennessee, they now have a Beatle restoration garage and their book like 2 years in advance to just restore VW Beatles and Rabbits and that kind of thing.
I'll say something about the Beatles. They're, if you could keep them from rusting away, they're infinitely rebuildable. And
yes,
for really small money too. Even to this day, they made 20 million of them. So that's a whole lot of cars.
Yes.
They actually built them. They built the old school ones in Mexico all the way to 2004. There's a lady in town that has a 2002 Beetle, and it looks like a 70 Beetle, but they were, like I said, infinitely rebuildable cars. It was really a brilliant, brilliant design as far as just utilitarian.
Yeah, the aftermarket availability on parts is just astounding. Everybody carries them.
Yep.
Well, and now
and you can take the engine out by yourself.
I wanted to take up.
Exactly. Well, they have actually at the Beetle, like the bug-ins, they call them, at the Volkswagen Beetle shows, they have competitions to see how fast you can take an engine out. So they have to drive the car in, and then you can have your team of two or three guys.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then they have to drive away. The record's 10 minutes.
Oh, I believe it.
Wow. 10 yeah. minutes. They drive in, get the motor out, has to be out of the car, put it back in, start the car, and leave. It's it really is a testament to – and now, granted, I mean, you hit a fair-sized duck in one of those things, and you're going to get killed. So,
yes.
You know, it's slightly safer than a motorcycle only because you can't fall out of it. But, you know, they're if you've driven one, they're so much different than modern cars because when you sit in it, you feel like you're going to bump your face
on
the windshield.
Yes.
And you're on the ground. You're only about 6 inches off the ground.
Yep. And they make a sound. They make a sound that no other car makes, and they have a smell inside from the horsehair seats that no other car smells like, really. And they really do have an aura all to their own. I believe they're living, breathing things. You know, having grown up in them like Tom did, they're just – I have such a sweet spot for them. The problem with them is – well, you can build them better now, but they're absolutely awful on interstates. Because cruising at 70, 80 miles an hour,
it's terrifying.
Yes, they can. yes, they can do it. But yeah, there's a white knuckledness of just, boy, I'm one crosswind away from hitting that tree at 80 miles an hour. But
they were the inventors.
That's the only color of knuckle that you can have in those style of VWs, a white one.
They were original inventor of the crumple zone, though.
I mean, you can't have any other color knuckle in the Hitler Beetles.
So I got a question. I got a question to the panel today because this is kind of the crux of what the title is that I want to know that if you can be pro straight, does that mean you're anti-gay? And I'm leading to a question because what the media can't do is they can't. So can you be pro straight and anti-gay?
Yes, you can be two things at once, but the media would never know that because then they wouldn't be the media.
Okay, so then the media will confuse you now because I have two different stories, the same story, because I don't know if you guys know that Ilhan Omar's daughter was arrested during a pro-Palestinian protest at I think Columbia or one of the universities that she goes to. I'm not sure which one.
Columbia
University, and. Other media outlets will say that it was anti-Israel protest. So what is it? Is it anti-Israel or is it pro-Palestinian? Which one is the correct verbiage?
It was an anti-anti. Well,
yeah, it was an anti-anti. No, you could only be one thing. You can't be both things, you know? Like Dave Smith doesn't want this war, but he's not anti-Jewish at the same time. You can't do that. You have to be either fucking Sith or Jedi. You have to be, you know, be either the fucking Patriots or the goddamn 49ers or whatever the fuck, I don't know, whatever the rivalry is. Like you have to be one or the other. You have to be either pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel. Like you can't be, hey, look, I'm all for Israel, so y'all should stop fucking trying to kill everybody and they start trying to kill you. Are you fucking stupid?
the rivals for the Patriots is the Brewers.
Okay, well, that's good too. I'm sure that's wrong, but that's okay.
I'm never wrong. You guys are fucking wrong. I'm never wrong.
Yeah. That's true, but I think the Bruins is like a fucking, like a little league team or some shit, isn't it? Up in Minnesota.
A Bruin is a bear.
Brewers.
Oh, okay.
Their rivalry. Like the Bruins. All right, you guys are all fucking crazy. I'm from Boston. Shut up. The Bruins rival is the Red Sox, and they've never won a World Bowling Championship since 1924. Eventually, they're going to break the curse of the Greg Bambino. You watch. It's going to happen.
Well, here in Indiana, there's the IU-Purdue rivalry that's pretty solid. So
Ken has been taking over by AI this morning. It's kind of mixing things up.
So he's only giving the correct information.
Exactly.
I have researched the ketchup, and if a donkey shits in the woods next to a plaid tablecloth, only squirrels will eat an orange. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Exactly.
That is true.
Hey, you fucking plagiarized from Biden.
Well, you gotta.
Well, it's okay. He didn't come up with it originally.
to prove to you guys that we're not the only stupid people in the world, there's a group of people that were in North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, that they were at a park, and they saw some little bear cubs up in the tree. And like a bunch of dumbasses, because people with cell phones are dumbasses these days. Most people with people with cell phones are dumbasses. Want to take selfies all the time. They decided to grab the cubs out of the tree. A black bear.
Oh my goodness.
They're so cuddly, Bruce. You don't know. They love people. They love people. Especially with salt and pepper.
We have a certain crunch and style that bears love. I mean, I don't know if we taste like chicken, but they are very lucky that the mama bear, because what mama bears will do is they'll actually put their cubs in a tree while they go out foraging.
Yep.
And they are very, very lucky. In fact, I have a little short story about that, because I have a bunch of dumbasses that I hung out with.
Bruce, you haven't had a short story since 1975.
Wow.
And I'm the talker. Yeah. So go ahead. Let's hear your bear story. How about the Bruins?
So I'm up there with a bunch of drunk fishermen in September with my legacy crew that I go with.
Making a little extra money for you. The hard way.
Yeah, make a little extra money. Hey, you know what? 20 bucks is 20 bucks. But,
that's what she said.
But anyway, they had chased this cub up a tree, or they had found this cub that was up in a tree. So me and my nephew were going down to the boat. We're going to go fishing, and we see these guys, a bunch of the new guys, probably about six or seven of them. They're up there and they're taking pictures with their cameras at that time, not cell phones and stuff like that. We're looking at them. I'm going like, hey guys, you know, Mama Bear is not too far away. And, you know, it's so dumb because we actually have bears up there. We encounter bears all the time. We all carry guns when we're up there or have long guns, whatever the case may be. But, these bears are not small bears. They're not like, you know, they're not like Yogi Bear and, you know, Boo Boo Bear. They're not friendly.
Hey, Boo Boo.
They're not looking for your picnic basket. They're looking to freaking overturn your everything that you have to get you what you have.
Bruce, you're wrong, because you are their picnic basket.
Exactly. You taste exactly like a picnic basket. But how fucking stupid can you be? I mean, people are just stupid these days. And, to grab bear cubs out of a tree. And even one of them dropped one of the bear cubs. So, I mean, and then they took that bear cub away to make sure that, you know, the wildlife people took that bear cub away, I guess, from their mother now, because now they're gonna make sure that that bear cub is safe and being able to put back into the environment. But just a stupid fucking story. I swear, people are stupid. They piss me off.
And see, this is why sometimes, which is getting more and more to be most times, every day that I'm alive, I'm starting to come to grips that the idea of 90% depopulation sounds really nice, and it would probably be beneficial to everyone, including the human race.
Yeah, especially when you're using the Darwin theory, because that's probably the best theory you can go by when you do that. And just let the survival of the fittest go. I mean, that's kind of what we did.
Well, that is the problem, though, too, is that we live coddled lives, you know, even all of us, right? We live coddled lives. You know, we're out of sync, not just out of touch with nature. And a lot of these people, they have no realism of nature. Like, the only nature they see is like a little squirrel or something, maybe in their city or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't see any of like the real raw nature. And so they're so disconnected. That's why they're like, oh, we're killing the earth. It's like, no, we're fine. The earth is constantly killing itself and rebuilding all the time. You know, we're good.
Hey, Marcos, right? even you know that, because in your video that you posted the other day, you came across a coyote, and all of a sudden you armored up, man, and kept your eye on that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was one coyote that
Uh-oh. Oh, they got him. Yeah, see?
The coyote got him. Oh, fuck.
Yep.
The coyote got him.
Only takes one.
Well, you know, being in the Midwest, upper Midwest, you know, you're talking about stupid people and animals. You know, you'll see when you get here, Bruce, I know you haven't been out this way, but there's buffalo and moose just roaming the streets in Minneapolis, and people go to pet them, and they're not friendly. You know, I mean, Jason lives down in Farmington. It's called Farmington because there's just wild animals running rampant around everywhere. That you can't touch them either, and you can't shoot them because of the laws. So that's why we release the coyotes. Once in a while, they get a guy, and that's Harkos today. So God rest his soul.
I'm not getting God. Fuck that shit.
Oh, the coyote didn't get you? We thought the coyote got you.
Yeah, we thought the coyote got you because you went blank there. You went silent. Which is very rare for you to go silent. So.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what are the odds? What are the odds? Vegas odds. They should take Vegas odds on our broadcasters.
Finish the coyote story, because that's interesting.
Oh, you guys didn't hear the rest of it?
No.
No.
You started to get cut off. Fucking
bitch. God damn it. This is the problem with me trying to travel while I'm talking with this shit. But... No, I saw the coyote, and I pulled my gun out, and even though he was running away from me, I was like, well, I'm walking this whole 3 miles with my fucking gun now, because it was like in my hand, locked and loaded, because I know this motherfucker's going to go get his friends, and because they don't fight fair, you know, they're little bitches, and yes, it was me and two dogs, so they're definitely going to come back with like nine, and I'm like, playing with that shit. Yeah, my dogs wanted to go play, and I was like, "No, that motherfucker doesn't play."
Well, it surprises me that you don't have access to Acme, the Acme company, and that you're able to send off for something real quick to get something to thwart the dangers of coyotes.
You should have like an anvil dropper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do have an anvil dropper. Yeah, I have an anvil dropper. Like, I pull this little lever, and then a hammer drops, and then the anvil goes flying and hits the coyote. So, I've got the
paint. If you ever need to paint a hole in a rock that turns into a tunnel, I've got the paint for that. It's a special. You got to use a special roller that they sell at Home Depot, but I can set you up.
Right.
You know, sometimes you run into you get cornered, and you got to, you know. Is
it the roller that looks? Is it the one roller that kind of looks like a sponge that you normally use for like spackling ceilings?
Yeah, you got one of those. That'll work.
Yeah, I already got one of those. Yeah.
All right, I'll send you a quart of hole paint.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I definitely need the hole paint, not the hole paint with a W, just the hole paint with an H. Yeah. Right.
You guys should see the mouse pad I'm working on that someone ordered off of. My TikTok shop that I just finished. In my office smells like burnt fucking rubber, China. So it smells like someone was getting it on.
You're used to that.
He's got a bunch of kids.
That doesn't happen anymore. But it's like they before you get married, they show you a fantasy of what it would be like. They're like, yeah, this is what it's gonna be like when you get married. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna get fucked when I get married. And it's like, yeah, no, I really didn't get fucked, and they don't do it anymore.
That's what the happiest day of a woman's life is. That is the day she gets married, because she's never getting no more blowjobs. So there you go.
Well, that's, you know what they say, like in the automotive world, a ring. How is it put? A ring doesn't seal. It just a ring just what? Prevents blow by. A ring just prevents blow by.
My cousin used to say that rings don't plug holes. I do.
Well, that's what
I think the problem is that when people get married, they end up having kids, and then the kids turn off the women's fucking urge to fuck. And so the trick is that all these people need to get married and then just don't have kids. And then you'll be good for like 30 years before that fuck turns off.
Well, then there's no reason to get married.
We'll also have half as many fucking people on the planet too. And then we won't have to worry about people being retarded, and then price we get, of then gas we going up customers. Closer to $4 a gallon. Price of gas is almost $4 a gallon here, motherfucker.
No,
yeah, really, ours is almost today, so I'm cringing at what I'm going to pay when I get to the pump. I'm assuming that's going to be probably close to $5.49 a gallon here in California. What the fuck is that? Jesus.
That was me. My brain's turning on, so it makes a popping noise when it's turning on.
It's a crackle. Yeah. It's the hardcore so some crackle.
So some yeah. Angry news. So some angry news. Everybody know who Lincoln Riley? Do you remember who Lincoln Riley is? Lincoln Riley is the college student from Georgia who was murdered by an illegal alien. A newcomer.
Right. Yeah, newly arrived
new American.
Citizen.
New American.
Yeah, new American. Americans. Yeah, new American who had been detained and released several times by the authorities since he's been in his new home of America. And they had recently just released him from custody. This is a murder suspect, released from custody. Illegal newcomer because of the lack of detention facilities to hold him.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But if they fucking catch a fucking black dude in the same area with fucking a fucking roach, they're going to lock him up in 5 fucking seconds. What the fuck? Bullshit?
Yep, exactly. For the rest of his fucking
exactly
life.
Right.
And then
yeah, Kamala's exactly.
Kamala's going to be back there cackling like a fucking...
better run, guys.
Yep. I'm sure she has like a squirting orgasm every time she hears that the cell door is shut on a black man.
Yep. She definitely does. And you know, the crazy thing is that if you look back at like campaign speeches from Obama back in the day, he wanted to close the fucking border, but now they're like, oh no, we gotta have open borders. It's like, you guys are fucking retarded.
Ken's already gone. So
yeah.
But anyway,
they gotta have a problem in order to bring their solution, though. That's the thing you guys always gotta remember is they have plans. And in order to execute those plans, they have to create problems so that they can come along with a solution. And yeah. So that's how they get that's how they get things done now. Instead of trying to propose new ideas, that doesn't work. People like things to stay the same. Even if they're liberals, they still like things to stay the same. But what they do is they cause problems by doing or not doing things, and then that problem requires them to come in with a solution, and then they can come in and do the chess game of inches, move their little pawns around.
But there's no solution for stupidity. There's no solution for stupidity. And this is actual stupidity. I don't care, dude. They caught this guy almost red-handed. I mean,
it's not stupid. It's not stupid though. It's gonna cause more division, and that's what they want. Divide and conquer and control.
You know,
division for what? Who can be for illegal aliens fucking killing people? Who can be for that? I'm sorry. There's not half of America that says, oh, this poor fucking illegal alien that came in. Came across Lincoln Riley jogging, you know, at her campus, and he fucking brutally kills her. How can 50% of America be behind that? I'm sorry.
You live in California. You know the people that would say that shit. Because if you know how they can do it? If Trump comes out and says something about it, you have half the fucking country that'll be against him just because they got to be either pro or anti, and they're not going to be pro-Trump. They're not going to be pro-racism. They're not going to be anti-immigration or anti-refugees. They're not, you know what I'm saying? They got to stay in their camp. So they do as they're fucking told. And so, yeah, they will. And it's just like more and more and more of this shit. I mean, just like look at the State of the Union. When MGT or whatever her name is, she brought that shit up, it caused fucking kerfluffle in the State of the Union address. Like, and then people were talking about it for weeks afterwards about how Biden couldn't get the name right and Biden doesn't give a shit and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, but I know, but I'm just saying, like, it just causes more noise.
Yeah. And the only reason why that you see all these people with those signs in their yard of
all no, there are no illegals and everyone's welcome here. The only reason why they're doing that is because that's what their masters say. So it's the vote blue no matter who people that are totally behind that. And I mean, the easy solution to that is to take all these illegal new American fuckers and drive around to all the cities and drop 5 or 10 of them off at each of those houses that have the "there are no illegals and all are welcome here," and then drop about 40 or 50 off to each member of Congress that is for having the border open. Or, you know, yeah, make it 100 of them to go forced to be lived with Congress members that are for it, as well as their family members get 150 of them in their house. I don't give a fuck what size their house is. They automatically get them.
Well, I'm not sure who it is or what governor it is, because it wasn't Governor Newsom. That guy doesn't know Governor Newsom. But one of the governors is asking the rich people of their state to actually buy homes for illegal aliens. Buy homes and put them in them.
I think that there was actually a city council member down in Illinois that asked these affluent people to house them, and there was nobody did. Aaron would know what it is. I think it's Naperville.
Let's see. Bruce, you're wrong. There's a cure for stupid. We take the warning labels off everything and let nature start.
Yep, Aaron, I agree. Yeah. Bruce, you're wrong. Aaron said you're wrong. He said all we do is take the warning labels off everything and let nature cure everything. And yeah, there that's 100% true.
So, you know, Aaron should be invited to speak. Yes. Of course, he's probably got some bar bills in his arm right now and doing the really buff thing. So I know that he's in the audience, but he's working out. So I know that he's doing that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, I haven't heard anything from you, man. Do you have anything to say on the subject that we are talking about? I mean, you
know, well, it is. See, being formerly from Illinois, I'm guaranteed to be voting for the rest of my life and my after my demise, and in a fashion that I don't control. So I'm hyper aware that I can't control any of it. So I don't really have a lot to say. I just think it's all a waste of time. Well, one thing to warn you about, though, with Tennessee, because we don't have a lot of bureaucracy for anything except for sewer inspections, which is really bizarre. They don't, like, the only thing we had to have done that was really important to the state was they control sewer inspections, septic inspections at the state level. And so the you know, Tennessee is kind of in the forefront there because they do recognize where the shit flows from, but they regulate the people that have no control over it.
What are my percentage chances of being a next door neighbor to a meth lab in Tennessee?
Well, those are kind of mobile, so I wouldn't worry about it. Certainly not around Maryville. Yeah, you're gonna have to be up in the hills, but you'll find out that they fly around with drones and helicopters.
The meth labs. They got flying meth labs.
No, it's the people watching them. The watchers.
Oh, the people. Gotcha. The watchers. Yeah, we got watchers here. Yeah.
See, it's different up in Minnesota, because in Minnesota they fly over farms and tell them, you know, they need to add more weed control here and pest control here, and so it's more of a agricultural thing, where here it's, you know, chem labs, they really regulate those too.
Yeah, they say we don't have any kind of surveillance here, but you know, we have a camera at every traffic light, and we do have drones flying all over the place now, so you know, they're not hobby drones, you can tell that. So yeah, I definitely live in a state that's just getting fucking worse. So it's so fucking bad here. But anyway, yeah. So, yeah, so, so
the thing I was talking about earlier, Aaron said that, yeah, it was he about the guy from Naperville. He said he made the statement to call out everyone who was pro-open border, and as we would expect, nobody came forward to house the illegal aliens. Nobody. But all these people are pro-open borders, and nobody in Illinois, in Naperville, actually signed up to do it. But they're all pro-open borders. Go figure.
Wow. Wow.
That's
incredible.
The pro-open borders people in Naperville, Illinois, are fucking racist for not housing the illegals.
Now, in fairness, they probably have a wall keeping the people from Aurora out.
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, they're pro open borders, but they live in a gated community.
Yeah, there's
go figure.
Plenty of those in Naperville.
Unbelievable. So yeah, so that's our show for today. I just want to thank you guys for being here and sharing my commute with me. We do this 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every day that I commute to work, and I'm just happy that Tom Seast has joined us and decided to give us his full undivided attention and his comment, because that's we're always looking for new people to come in and be commentators and being a part of this program. And be sure to watch the weather report on Sundays. We have a bonus episode coming out, so we'll be bringing out one of our bonus episodes that we haven't run yet. This will be Amy, and she is the tattoo artist that we did a show on, and we got some bonus episode on her, so we're looking forward to that. I'm sorry, what?
She was great.
Yeah, she was great. This was absolutely fantastic episode. But I'm going to go on with my weekend. I'm going to get it started. I got to go to work for a couple of hours, and then I am done for the weekend. And I'll be drinking bourbon and swinging at golf balls and trying to get it in the little itty bitty hole. But I want to wish you guys a good weekend, and you guys be good to yourselves.
Bruce, right, we'll talk to you later, guys. And watch other guys stroke their shaft too.
I'll leave it to you guys. I love you guys.
That's what season
take care, guys.
Is for.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Bye.